from Oscar Wilde's De Profundis, an essay written while he was incarcerated. It will sound strange that dry bread could possibly be a delicacy to anyone. To me, it is so much so, I carefully eat whatever crumbs may be left on my tin plate, simply in order that nothing should be wasted of what is given to me. So one should look on love. From De Profundis by Oscar Wilde.
Often inspired by quaint roadside messages and occasional mishearings, Terry Wisniewski began writing as soon as she could hold a pencil. She is my guest today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Terry, interesting quote, but what I'm thinking is that I don't expect it's your childhood poems, pencil clutched in fist, that you'll be reading to us.
Good guess. Dear child, there is so much I want for you. A good, clean beginning, a nourishing and encouraging education, and for your whole life, recognition of who you are rather than an expectation of who you should be. Child, I have to be honest. I believe adversity and deprivation build character. Those who experience these things have the opportunity to develop compassion, to appreciate the gifts available to each of us every day. So I want for you a healthy constitution and a positive outlook, but I don't want your life to be easy. I wish you security without apathy, self-esteem without hubris, and pain in amounts and degrees that are bearable, that you can be with and learn from. I want to support and appreciate you for who you are and who you will be. And if it ever seems I have forgotten to do these simple things for you, whether you are 10 or 14 or 36, I want you to read this letter to me. Learning the words for Emily. I don't know much about yodeling, except that I like the sound of it. I've heard different types over the years, but I remember what really made me care about this singing style. I was in graduate school. A group of us had gone to a local club to hear live music. One of the bands covered Long Gone Lonesome Blues by Hank Williams. The thing about yodeling is, not everyone's voice breaks in the same spot. So this singer started very low and smoky in order to allow long and then gone to leave her lungs with this gentle yet gripping, defyingly musical, yowling warble. The song sang in me days later. I was determined to find a copy to play over and over until I'd learned all the words and mastered the art of yodeling. Today, we find ourselves waiting on the west side of town for the train to cross. Patches of undeveloped field waft summer's fragrances, Queen Anne's lace, red clover. Ironweed and Jerusalem artichoke bob and flap pennants in the light breeze. You sit strapped in the back, rear-facing. A blanket canopies your car seat to protect you from bright light. I watch rusted, graffitied coal cars crawl past. I can feel all the strands of the train whistle's harmonics pull through the air, stretching taut, then giving out one by one until only a single note remains. Meanwhile, warning bells keep a perfect rhythm, brakes squeak, wheels creak, and I get that euphoric feeling again. Only this time, I am simply awed by music where I don't expect it. I roll down the window for you to hear. As if on cue, the conductor throws the engine into reverse, restarting our railroad symphony. And I find myself wanting to learn all the words I'll need someday to tell you about this.
The poems you've been listening to on The Poet's Weave are by Bloomington poet Terry Wisniewski. I'm Jenny Kander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.